I wonder what you think a successful church looks like. I'm sure we've got our own views on that. Something that's light, full, busy, prayerful, vibrant worship maybe, full of resources. The Diocesan Vision Statement talks about worshipping God, making new disciples, transforming communities, something with influence, something with a voice. In our series at the moment of exploring the nature of the church, we started with the story of Jesus clearing the temple. It was a place that represented God's presence among his people, the heart of their worship life, but it had been turned into a system that exploited those worshippers. It was meant to be a place of prayer and healing where Jesus is. And where Jesus is, lives are transformed, spiritually and physically. So when he's in the temple, lives are changed. Where Jesus is present by his Spirit, lives are changed. Then we were reminded about the church being like a body where every part is important and every part needs to work together. Without that, we become dysfunctional. And that usually happens when either we say we don't have any part or purpose or gift, or when we decide that we or someone else is the head instead of Jesus. So I wanted to follow that with today's reading. Again, it's a familiar passage, but one which I believe is fundamental to the nature of the church, because it's when Jesus calls us to be Christ-like and what that means. He is the one who emptied himself and took the form of a servant, as Paul says. I remember one speaker saying that this passage contains the most active verses in the Bible. It's actually two verses, six or seven verbs in it. And it describes active service. So here we find the disciples with Jesus celebrating Passover. It's what we call now the Last Supper. And Jesus knew not only the significance of that, but also what was about to unfold. So what did he do? He got up out of his place, took off his outer garment, could have been his prayer shawl. He wrapped a towel around his waist. He took a bowl, poured water into it, and washes his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel. Truly active service. And Peter remonstrates and is roundly told to accept this act of service. Why? Because the church that Jesus is starting is not about power or status or position. There are a number of occasions where the disciples argued about that, which one of them was greatest. James and John wanted the best places in heaven, the places of status in Jesus' kingdom. Well, their mum did anyway. Sometimes they argued among themselves as disciples, and certainly when the disciples found out what James and John's mother had asked, they were indignant. Why? Because they wanted those places for themselves. Jesus used a child on a couple of occasions to say that greatness in the kingdom is about giving up status and power and becoming like a child or like a servant. We live in a world today where status and power are important to people and they're chased after. And so on this night, Jesus teaches them in the starkest way possible, doing the most menial task for them, washing the grime off their feet. Even Judas, knowing he would betray him. Even Peter, despite his protestations, who would then deny even knowing him. Even all of the others who loved him and followed him, but would abandon him later that evening. And he washes their feet, taking the lowest task of all, the one that was given to the least of the servants. And then he asks them whether they understand why. And that's the point. You can imagine the discomfort, pouring the water into the bowl, hoping, oh gosh, I hope he doesn't come to me. But to see Jesus doing what the lowest slave would do and then saying, you must do the same. I've set an example for you, he says. Go and do the same. Serve, even if it means humbling yourself, of losing all your power, all your status. Just serve. The trouble is we aren't very good at that. Sadly, the church is seen as powerful, wealthy, full of status, even in today's world where it's marginalised by most people until it's needed for something. Today, the Archbishop has given the Prime Minister a rebuke for his inflammatory language. We live in a world where the church, in its institution, has a voice, a national voice, sometimes even an international one. We meet together in these big buildings, making them more modern and comfortable and hoping that more will come and join us. And that's not wrong. But being the Church of Jesus is about being a servant, prepared to meet people in the most mucky, broken, darkest areas. And Jesus specifically calls us to be the servant of all, giving up that status, giving up respectability, wealth, power in order to serve, emptying ourselves, just as he did, to be the people who reflect Christ to this world. And why is this so important? Well, it's because wealth and status, power, recognition, these were all the things that Satan offered Jesus in the wilderness. And as a church, we've accepted them as signs of success, sometimes even a point of pride. But if they're based on the values of the world and not Jesus' kingdom, we're not building God's church, but one in our own image, one in our own likeness. A system like the temple that leaves people bound while it's nice and comfortable inside. It all suddenly changed, you see, in the 4th century. When the church was given status and power as the empire's religion of choice. Christianity spread and became a powerful force, achieving what was thought to be a great victory, and yet stepping away from the kingdom values of Jesus and into a church based on the world. All of this power, this influence, this wealth was handed to the church on a plate. All the temptations that Jesus faced and more. And the church continues to be like that today. I believe we're called to rediscover the values of Jesus' kingdom, to serve as Jesus did, not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. That's what he did for us. And he sets the example for us to follow. So what's a successful church? Not necessarily what happens for an hour on a Sunday, but where Jesus leads us during the other 6 days to see what he sees, for your heart to break as his does, and to serve.